And you might ask me, a lot of people ask me, how did you make it through? And I tell them, I say, well, you know, number one was prayer. Number one, I had a praying grandmother that had already prayed me through these things years ago, and she's been gone home a long time. I had a praying father, and I knew that every morning my father got up and got in the Word first thing, and he prayed. And he prayed for us. And my father's really unique, and my father's just had a stroke. But when I was a little girl, when I was a teenager, my dad would take me to the Word. He taught me the Word, and he'd take me to the Word. And I'd ask him if I could do something. And, you know, Dad was incredible. He never did those things we're tempted to say, no, because I said no. He didn't say that. And he didn't say, just because I'm the dad. Dad would always say, well, let's see what the Word says. Let's go see what would God have us do in this? What would God say? And that was so, that's something, ladies, I wouldn't take anything for. Now, my mom was not raised a Christian. My dad led my mom to the Lord. And she was saved right before they were married. And so mom didn't know as much. She didn't know, she had had a very difficult childhood, so mom didn't know how to love. And my sister and I talk about that. Mom never knew. She never knew how to tell us that she loved us. She never knew how to show love. And I know my mom loved me, but she didn't know how to show it. But my dad made up for it a million times over. And ladies, if you don't have a husband around, or you don't have, your children don't have a dad, your grandchildren don't have a dad, then take up that slack. Teach them the Word. Stay in prayer for them. And then I had the prayers of friends.